Hi, everyone, and welcome to the PYI Crew Spotlight. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome Captain David Horn. How are you?
Very good, Rhea. Just enjoying Palma right now with a great, great weather and good season coming up, actually.
Great. Well, yeah. Last year was a little bit of a lost season for the Mediterranean, but this year it seems things are really heating up. I wanted to ask you, sort of the whole idea is to talk about what got you into the industry. Right. Where were you born? Where were you raised? And how did yachting even become part of your life?
Well, it actually was following the track of my father, really. My father was in the Royal Air Force on the SU rescue boats in Gibraltar based. And he was always involved on boats. He then after being based in Gibraltar, he then moved to yachting and became a captain on a yacht. From there, he sailed all around the world on sailing boats, and won the couple of Rosé as well, racing. And then my brother got involved in yachting at an early age of about 16. And then naturally myself got involved in yachting as well at about 16 when I became crew and just loved it. But it was a natural process because, you know, we lived on boats actually in Gibraltar as the whole family on our own boat. And then, you know, it was a natural process to go on to yachting. It wasn't something new. So it was sort of something just to follow up. And from there, when I was 16, I became crew. And by I was 18, I was already skippering a 26 meter. And we were then cruising up in the Baltic Sea during Norway, Denmark, Russia, and all the Northern Hemisphere. And then that was my first boat, which gave me a great opportunity to, as a training boat, really. I was very, very young. And the owner of that yacht was the owner of a Kneeling Line, which was a big shipping company with the ships over 500 passengers and stuff. And he was a very nice man, which basically took me really as a son. On his boat. So we had a great, fantastic relationship. So he basically gave me a great opportunity, which I think is probably the most difficult thing to do, is to get into the yachting world and become your first step to be a captain. You know, a lot of people are ready to be captains and stuff, but it's hard to give, you know, for anybody to give you that opportunity to go as captain on your first boat. You know, so it's always a risk that the owner has to take. Luckily, I was taken. And then, like I said, I just start cruising from there. I was very scared of my first boat, especially on the engineering side, because I had no idea about engineering whatsoever. And on a 26-meter boat, you know, you're sort of the engineer, captain, everything, you know, waiter, whatever you have to do. Yeah, then I started doing courses of engineering and stuff. And obviously, by practice and lots of mistakes and errors, you become to be a very good engineer after a while. So that's how I ended up on yachting. And now I've been like 27 years skipping now. So happy, very happy.
What do you feel are the benefits of yachting, you know, when it comes to, you know, other careers such as, you know, the traditional careers that a lot of parents sort of, you need to go to university, you need to go to college, you need to get this education. What are the benefits of yachting, do you think, over and above any other career?
Well, Rhea, to me, yachting has given me freedom in the sense that I'm not tied up to a 9-to-6 job in an office. You know, when we have work, we're working, you know, 24/7. But then you do have that freedom after, wherever you're based, to be able to explore the country you're in, to meet new people, and to meet the same people you met in different places, you know, which is always very, very nice. You know, it's like feeling home a little bit, you know. And it's given me freedom in the sense I don't have a timetable. I'm not accounted for that timetable. I just, you know, work on the basis that the job is done. And I just don't think I could fit in an office, to be honest. That's just the thing. I love being in the engine room, and I love being in the bridge and skipping the boat and enjoying my crew and the guests. You know, I really do have a good time. But you have to love it. I mean, I know people that you have to be good for the job. You know, I know there's people that will never be able to do that, and they would hate it. You know, and then other people love it. You know, so yes, there are benefits, and then there are bad things as well. Obviously, when you have families and stuff, you're going to be away, and you're not going to see your family for some time. But then you need to have a good family. A good family that, you know, understands that and backs you up. And they say that distance makes the heart fonder. So, you know, they're always happy to see me. It's funny because they don't see me enough. You know?
They love you more as a result.
I think so. I think if they saw me on a daily basis, they would probably go telling me to go out to sea again. So,
let me ask you, as far as those that are looking at yachting as a career, you have made it to, of course, captain. You've been a captain of some of the larger boats, some of the super yachts, mega yachts, et cetera. What type of advice would you give those that are trying to get into the industry right now in order to reach their career goals?
I would say that it's not a question of trying to get into the bigger boats if they're trying to get experience, because on bigger boats, everybody has a fixed duty to do. So basically, if you're going to be cleaning windows, you're going to be cleaning windows for the whole summer. You're not going to be doing anything else. Unless you have a competent captain that can, you know, sort of move around the circle and get everybody to do a little bit of everything. But I have experienced that normally on smaller yachts, people get on to put their hands on everything. So they can be on in the kitchen, they can be on deck, they can be in the engine room, they can be everywhere. Now that is hard work, but it gives you a lot of experience. And you might get less money, but you're going to have a lot of experience after to do everything and come up, you know. A lot of people have this idea of going to a super big mega yacht and, you know, they're just going to go up. And I really don't think that's the answer, because my experience is when I've had vessels over 50 meters, you're going to get the crew for a certain position and, you move the crew around, but they're never going to really be in the engine room with the engineer or in the kitchen with their chef or, you know, that experience is lost. They're going to be on deck doing that precise work duty. So sometimes smaller is bigger.
That's interesting because, you know, when a lot of crew come on, they do sort of take a look at the larger boats, but reality is you are right. You know, you get onto the smaller boats, you're doing every single job, you're seeing every single job, you're at least touching on most things. And so when you do go to apply for a bigger boat, you got the experience that they're asking for. If they say we're looking for a stew, well, you've got that experience. If they're looking for a stew deck, well, you've got that experience. So definitely the place to start is a smaller boat where you get the opportunity.
Yeah, and it makes complete sense. It makes complete sense to start from the small. You know, I've seen also people who have gone on bigger ones and then get all their classifications and courses and COCs and everything. And to be honest, they go up and they, you know, they're very good on the bridge, but then they're quite useless in other points of the boat. So to have a general picture of a vessel, I think is to be able to understand when the chef is taking out 30 plates and burning his hands and the stewardesses are running up and down on three decks or four decks, to be able to understand their job, to be able to give them orders, understanding what they have to do and the work that is put into that. If you haven't seen it, then you haven't tasted this yourself, I think it's hard to give an order to somebody.
That's good advice. That's good advice. Captain, I understand that you are on board today. So I do want to say thank you very much for your time. It's really appreciated.
No problem. Always welcome.
Once again, you've been listening to Captain David Horn. This is the PYA Crew Spotlight. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next week.